This is 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson, visiting WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Jeff Sessions recently announced his plans to run for the Senate in Alabama. Clearly, he wants President Trump's support.
Jeff Sessions here. I approved this ad when I left President Trump's cabinet. Did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine. Second, the president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
Sessions' departure from the Trump White House was not exactly amicable, but the former U.S. Attorney General may well need the president's backing to regain his following in Alabama. President Trump, for his part, has not committed to supporting Sessions' run in 2020.
I saw he said very nice things about me last night, but we'll have to see. I'll have to see. I haven't made a determination.
Joining us here at WBHM to discuss Jeff Sessions' legacy as a state attorney and senator in Alabama is Angela Lewis, a professor of political science at the University of Alabama. Professor Lewis, welcome to 1A.
Thank you for having me, Joshua.
Joining us by phone from Jacksonville, Alabama is Lori Owens, a professor of political science at Jacksonville State University. Professor Owens, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Professor Owens, tell us about what Jeff Sessions' position on immigration has been like, particularly as Alabama state's attorney and then as a senator.
Well, he does take a strong, hardline position on immigration, and that is, you know, that is reflected, a belief reflected by a lot of the people in Alabama. Keep in mind, there's a difference in how people feel about immigration and illegal immigration, and so, you know, over time, he has attempted to make that distinction. I know immigration has been a hot button issue for many years. I recall back in 2003, at the height of the Cold War, one of the congressmen in Alabama said, even at the height of the war in Iraq, the bulk of the phone calls that he received in his office had to do with illegal immigration. And so Jeff Sessions really hasn't taken a position that would be at odds with a majority of the state. They are more in line with President Trump's policies.
Professor Lewis, I know this is a generalization, but if we went walking downtown Birmingham and just grabbed a group of people and said, you know, if I say Jeff Sessions, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
No.
No?
In Birmingham, yes, because Birmingham is a Democratic area in the state, the larger, you know, Republican state of Alabama. And so if 9 times out of 10, if you walk in downtown Birmingham, they will say, no, no, no.
Turn, run.
Well, and the thing is, because of the incumbency effect and the fact that Alabama, you know, is a red state, Republican state in federal elections, then he has an advantage over a Democrat, which was why Doug Jones's victory was such a historic event for the people in the state of Alabama, because no Democrat has won since Howell Heflin before Jeff Sessions got that seat. And so in Birmingham, you're going to hear people say, no, no, no. Now, if you go to some other places that may be more Republican, they will definitely be more positive about Jeff Sessions. But if they are Trump supporters, I am not sure how they will respond.
Yeah, Professor Owens, that's what I was going to ask you about in terms of other parts of Alabama, how Republican voters might see Jeff Sessions.
Well, a lot of Republican voters would see him very warmly. They would be glad to see that he's in the race. They might wonder why he waited so long to get in the race. Sessions was a Republican in this state before it was popular to be a Republican in the state. But the Trump factor is unknown. If Sessions is running exclusively on his record, not only just in the U.S. Senate, but on the other things that he dealt with while he was the Attorney General for Trump, then people that support Trump would support Jeff Sessions. Now, will the Trumpites separate out Jeff Sessions recusing himself in the election investigation and see the other things he's done? We don't know the answer to that. And part of it would depend on whether Trump decides to take a position in this primary. If he doesn't beat up on Jeff Sessions, that's better for Jeff Sessions. Keep in mind, though, too, that Trump did stump for Luther Strange and also Roy Moore, and neither one of those were victorious. Luther Strange in the runoff, and then, of course, as Dr. Lewis mentioned, the Roy Moore-Doug Jones special election, in which Doug Jones won, even with Trump stumping for Roy Moore.
I do want to talk more about that connection where Jeff Sessions and President Trump align and maybe where they diverge as we continue our conversation with Professor Lori Owens of Jacksonville State University and political science professor Angela Lewis of the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Stay close.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury consignment. Shop luxury clothing, accessories, and fine art at unreal prices from your favorite designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Cartier, and hundreds more. And The Real Real authenticates each item to ensure it's guaranteed authentic. Shop in-store, on the app, or at TheRealReal.com and receive 20% off select items with promo code REAL.
I'm Peter Sagal. I hope you're enjoying this very serious NPR podcast that provides important information presented in a respectful way. When you get tired of that, try Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR show so unlike NPR, we're kind of amazed it's on NPR. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR. Listen now.
Back now to our conversation with political science professor Lori Owens of Jacksonville State University and political science professor Angela Lewis of the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Professor Owens, can you give us a little bit of the political history of Jeff Sessions? What are some of the main touch points in his political past that people who are maybe not in or from Alabama should know about?
Well, he'd been a federal prosecutor. He came from some humble beginnings and went on to college and then law school and then ultimately becomes a federal prosecutor. And he ends up being nominated by President Reagan for a federal district judgeship. And that would have been in the spring of 1986. And Hal Heflin, who Dr. Lewis referenced, was sitting on the Senate Judiciary Committee at the time. He was a Democrat, Southern Democrat. And so Sessions was nominated for that. And he was borked, if you will, before the bork term became part of our regular vocabulary. And then he went on to run for Alabama Attorney General and defeated incumbent Democrat Jimmy Evans in 1994, and then the U.S. Senate seat opened up that Hal Heflin occupied, and Sessions won that in 1996. And that's where he remained until he left his Senate seat to work for Trump and be the Attorney General.
Professor Lewis, how did Jeff Sessions kind of establish himself politically here? Were there certain key issues that he ran on? Was there a persona that he crafted for himself? Like, what's his political persona in Alabama?
He's a very conservative Republican, fiscal conservative. He he campaigned a lot about the national debt and fiscal responsibility for the federal government and making sure the federal government did not overspend. And so that was one of the things he was really, really known for in the state. And of course, some of his positions on immigration. I think we have to go back, as Professor Owens talked about his nomination to the courts. He also has a rather sketchy history regarding civil rights. And his position on civil rights and the Voting Rights Act, some of the opposition that came from his nomination to the courts was that he seemingly was opposed to extending the Voting Rights Act and had some beliefs about civil rights that were not indicative of at least a third of the state of Alabama.
Now, that's been brought up a couple times, Professor Lewis, in terms of Jeff Sessions' civil rights record. And I feel like it seems like the farther out you are from Alabama, the more you might be relying on a Facebook meme to tell you who Jeff Sessions actually is, as opposed to the reality of who he is. Are there certain aspects of his story that need debunking, things that people tend to think they know about Jeff Sessions, especially the civil rights aspect, that really are just not true?
I don't know. I guess it depends on what the meme says, right?
Well, I mean, with the civil rights aspect, I've heard some folks talk about that in the sense of, like, you know, Jeff Sessions is a racist. You know, it's amazing that he made it to the Trump administration. I mean, W. Kamau Bell took a big chunk out of Jeff Sessions in his last stand-up special on Netflix and basically said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing Kamau, that Jeff Sessions was racist even for Alabama. That's basically what they've said. I know, right? It's kind of, it feels like he's got this mystique beyond Alabama that may or may not be based entirely on the facts.
Well, I think it goes back to some of the statements that were made regarding his nomination to the courts. The deceased Senator Kennedy made a statement about Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions has, you know, stated that that was one of the mean, you know, worst things someone has ever said about him. I mean, it was regarding civil rights. And so I'm not sure if I would go that far. And of course, we know memes are put out on social media to cause people to have a reaction, to cause them to have a stir. But he does have a conservative policy position on a lot of social civil rights issues. So we can't ignore the fact that he is conservative, and some rankings of senators in Congress rank him as very conservative. So we can't put that aside. But we also know that, you know, social media has a life of its own, too.
It's not designed to make you smart. It's designed to make you mad.
Right. And it's not designed to give you always accurate information. So we have to be very careful about those memes. And remember, it's a picture. It has a few words on it. It doesn't provide any context. And so for people, but the another thing to remember is people in the state of Alabama will have the verdict on Jeff Sessions in the election. No one else. And so while it's important that his candidacy for the United States Senate is a national issue because he will be sitting in a national body, only the people in the state of Alabama will decide. And before the people in the state of Alabama decide, Republicans in the state of Alabama will decide whether or not he will win the Republican primary. So he has a hurdle to cross before anyone else in the state, if you're not a Republican, have a decision in this race.
Yeah, Professor Owens, I was going to ask you about that, stepping back from social media, except for like at NPR, at NPR Politics, at 1A. You are following those, right? Good. Professor Owens, in terms of the Republican primary base here in Alabama, what's that look like? Would he face a lot of opponents in the GOP on his way to a nomination?
Well, they were already in the race. Your bigger names, Bradley Byrne, who is a member of Congress, John Merrill, who's Secretary of State, Tuberville, who's a retired Auburn coach, and Roy Moore's in it again, and a couple of others. Sessions has the advantage of he's already has the name ID. But these other people that entered the race, you know, a while back have already been working the state. Byrne has raised, you know, the most money of that group that I mentioned. Sessions still has quite a bit of money left in his campaign war chest. But the question is, have the voters made up their mind solidly that they're going to support one of those other candidates? Or are they open to the idea of walking in and voting for Jeff Sessions? If the voters were pleased with the job that Jeff Sessions did while he was in the U.S. Senate all those years, I would think they wouldn't have any difficulty voting for Jeff Sessions. Now, the hardline Trump people, they might see it differently, particularly there again, if Trump wades into the pool. And we don't yet know if Trump is going to do that.
We're speaking to Angela Lewis, a professor of political science at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and Lori Owens, a professor of political science at Jacksonville State University. We'll have more with them in just a moment. Stay close.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Uber. Uber is committed to safety and to continuously raising the bar to help make safer journeys for everyone. For starters, all drivers are background checked before their first ride and screened on an ongoing basis. And now Uber has introduced a brand new safety feature called Ride Check, which can detect if a trip goes unusually off course and check in to provide support. To learn more about Uber's commitment to safety, visit uber.com/safety.
Hey there, it's Joshua. Thanks for listening to the 1A podcast. Please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a rating. That helps other people find the show. And don't forget, you can catch the news roundup at the end of every week.
What does it take to start something from nothing? And what does it take to actually build it? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on How I Built This, I speak with founders behind some of the most inspiring companies in the world. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now to our conversation with Professors Angela Lewis and Lori Owens. Let's get back to some more listener questions. Paula tweeted, Sessions should stay in his Trump-induced retirement. His time is over. New ideas are needed. And June tweeted, I live in Alabama. Jeff Sessions was senator for Alabama for 20-plus years, along with Richard Shelby. They have held the state back for too long. Professor Owens, what about the issues that are most important to Alabama voters? Setting aside the candidates, if we just polled people and said, what are the top three things that are going to drive you to the polls next time around, what do you think they would be?
For the voters in Alabama, I think the immigration issue is very important. For some of those primary voters that you mentioned, perhaps appointments to the federal judiciary. But I think, you know, health care would be up there, and also education. They might view, you didn't ask this, but I'm going to interject it. Part of the question might be, is Jeff Sessions viewed as a creature of the swamp? And as some of your listeners chimed in, do they think maybe it is time for Jeff Sessions to just retire? And if that's the feeling of a lot of them, then, you know, that opens the door for the other candidates.
I'm glad you brought that up, Professor Owens. Professor Lewis, what about that in terms of Jeff Sessions being able to come back to a warm welcome among his prior constituency?
Well, you know, I spoke to someone yesterday, and I think one of the things we have to consider, and I'm thinking about this from a larger political perspective, if Jeff Sessions were to go back to the Senate, would he gain his seniority back? And if that's the case, that means a high ranking on committees, committee assignments, leadership in the Senate, depending upon which party controls the Senate. So that's one thing to think about from the perspective of people in the state of Alabama. You want a member of Congress that has seniority on committees. On the other hand, he was a member of the Senate for a long period of time. There are quite a few things that Alabama is known for in bottom rankings. And we had a report come out just a little while ago talking about education rankings and where Alabama students ranked in math, and we're at the bottom. And so thinking about it from that perspective, if you look at Jeff Sessions' record and you look at where Alabama is as far as rankings in education, has he done enough for the state of Alabama to pull us out of the rut? And voters will have to answer that question when they vote in the primary and then the general election.
Martha tweeted, I live in southeast Alabama, one of the reddest areas in this deep red state. I actively campaigned for Doug Jones in 2017 and will do so again. Jeff Sessions is the past. We've got to move forward. Avery asked, does Doug Jones have a realistic chance of getting re-elected? I'm one of the few Democrats in Alabama hoping that the blue wave can get people out to vote again like we did in 2017. Professor Lewis, how do you see Doug Jones's political future here?
That's a tough question. So we have a couple of things we have to consider for Doug Jones. He won in a special election, which was not an election where anyone was able to ride the coattail of the presidential election. In this upcoming election, we have to be concerned about the presidential coattail. You have people who will be showing up to vote because it's a presidential election who may not vote regularly in midterm elections. And so we have to consider that. We also, I mean, the Trump factor, as Professor Owens talked about, in this particular election in Alabama is the unknown. There is no statistical program I could think of that could factor in what impact Trump's, either his silence will have on this election or his position about Sessions entering the race. So Doug Jones has a lot of work to do. Doug Jones has to continue to ramp up the Democratic base. He has to make sure that Democrats show up to vote in the next election the same way, if not more, than they did in the special election that got him to the Senate.
Before we go, Professor Owens, I should note there's a very interesting political story here in Alabama. At the Alabama-LSU football game, somebody brought a 20-foot-tall balloon that was a likeness of the baby Trump image. There's a guy who is facing charges named Hoyt Hutchinson for popping that, stabbing the balloon. There is a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for him. Professor Owens, before we go, Alabama's a pretty fascinating political state, is it not?
It is. It is. And it's a great state in which to live and teach a course on Southern politics, because I never have a shortage of material.
I imagine not. Angela Lewis, a professor of political science at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Professor Lewis, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
And Lori Owens, a professor of political science at Jacksonville State University in Jacksonville, Alabama. Professor Owens, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to WBHM for hosting us this week. Today's producer was Stacia Brown. Our podcast editor is Miranda Fulmore. And this conversation is part of our 1A Across America collaboration, funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This program comes to you from WAMU, part of American University in Washington, distributed by NPR. Until we meet again, I'm Joshua Johnson. Thanks for listening. This is 1A.